better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
I've had that situation a couple of times recently where I've come to training with some water, but I haven't had any electrolytes, and I've finished training and I've had to go to a convenience shop and buy myself some kind of sports drink, usually a Gatorade. It cost me like $7. It's small and it really doesn't contain that much of the good stuff that I'm looking for, which are the electrolytes. Sody, on the other hand, is my partner when it comes to hydration, and I'd simply just run out of it. And it sucks because I got to go buy expensive stuff that doesn't do anywhere near as good a job. I'm super stoked that we've been restocked with the Sody, and now I can be properly hydrated when I train jiu-jitsu. This has always been an underexplored aspect of my training, and I'm so stoked that we now have these guys in place to support us and also the listeners of the show. So if you want to be hydrated on the mats so that you can perform at your best and have the best mental clarity while training, get yourself some Sody. Go to sody.com.au. That's sodii.com.au. Get yourself some delicious hydration salts and use the code bulletproof15 for 15% off. Go to sody.com.au. Get yourself hydrated. Hey guys, JT and I are out here putting out this content for you guys because we love you and we want to ask you a favor. One small thing. It's going to take you about 5 seconds. It is to like and subscribe to the show. And please leave us a 5-star review. If you're listening on an audio platform, just hit the 5 stars. Goes a long way to support us so that we can keep doing this thing. And it helps to share it with other cool jiu-jitsu humans just like yourself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Q&A for BJJ. We've got cool people like you ringing in. They want to know information. We have the answers. Go to bulletproofforbjj.com. Click on the podcast tab. Scroll down. There's a red button. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us who you are, where you're from, or keep us guessing, and then ask your question.
First one coming in from Josh.
What's up, guys? Josh here, long-time listener, first-time caller. Calling in from the sunny state of Florida. I'm a 3-stripe white belt with about 10 months of experience. I'm calling in because I wanted to see, do you guys have any tips for people that are injury-prone? For instance, I'm the type of person that will get injured very easily. And I consider myself that person that also does everything right to prevent these injuries. I do mobility drills before and after workouts. I try to do yoga almost every morning. I also weight train 5 times a week.
Wow.
But recently when I was rolling with another guy in my gym, I took top mount and tried to grapevine his legs, just trying to stretch him out, trying to attack. But I overextended my left leg and I felt my knee pop. Thankfully, it was nothing serious. The doctor just recommend that I put some ice on it and put a compression sleeve, just let it heal up. But just wanted to see if you guys had any tips for somebody that's injury prone like myself, but still doing everything right, in my opinion. Thank you guys. Awesome podcast. Looking forward to future episodes.
Awesome.
What a legend, Josh. Shout thanks for out. The question, man. Yeah.
Shout out
to Florida. The sunny state of Florida.
All right. Look, man, I'm gonna go a little bit different to this to what you might expect. It sounds like you're doing the right things. So for sure, can't give you any discredit. But often injury in your instance might be either a lack of awareness or a lack of mindfulness. I had a friend who used to always be bruised, always. And this person was like a bit of a wrecking ball, but the thing was they were a solid person. They weren't a very compact, solid human. And so you wouldn't think they would get injured. You think that they would just break stuff because of how solid they were. But they were always kicking their toe, banging their head, banging their elbow because they were just a very distracted person. And as a result of that, and I've found this myself, when I've had too much caffeine and I'm not thinking clearly, that's when I drop my keys. That's when I trip. That's when I shut the door on my finger. It's because I'm not actually paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm 5 steps down the road. And as a result of that, it means I'm missing what's happening and I'm missing the danger. And I think that's the thing that something very, it might seem like very basic, like, oh, I'm just doing this move. If you're not aware that your knee's really tight because you've done a bunch of squats or maybe you're overextending your arm in a position, you tap late, whatever it might be, it can be a result of lack of mindfulness or awareness. So That might sound a bit strange, but maybe if you're able to slow it down a little bit and pay a little bit more attention, this might be helpful in having you be less injury prone.
Yeah, that's a really good suggestion. It definitely sounds like you're doing everything. My mind goes to the same place. Like, you know, we can do all of those, have all of those things in place, right, to support us to be as strong and as resilient as possible. But there is still this thing about our coordination and the positions we choose to put ourselves into and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And, you know, if you look at like a lot of, say, older grapplers who have been in the game for a long time, they generally will play a game that's very kind of safe.
More conservative.
Yeah, that's right. Basic positions. They're not overextending their legs. Like, I think about, like, say what you said with the grapevine. I wouldn't do that personally because I just don't like the idea of what the forces that are on my knee in a position like that.
Yeah.
But you're new to the game. You probably don't have that awareness of those positions yet, and someone's shown it to you and you're like, oh, that looks great and it's effective.
Mm.
So in that way, like, you know, maybe you can take this information and then given some more time and experience on the mats, it's going to start to make a bit more sense to you. But yeah, being a bit conservative in that way, some people are more injury prone, right? Like Josh, sounds like this might've been something that you've just experienced in life. And I do know people that are just, they just do cop more than their fair share of injuries. And I think that if we were really talking about like the best sport choice for such people, jiu-jitsu probably wouldn't be the one.
It's not that.
But let that not be, you know, an excuse for you to not do it. Maybe let's just try and approach it with a bit more mindfulness. And perhaps like, yeah, mindfulness is the one, isn't it? Slowing down and like trying to be aware of the positioning that you're in.
You might even be doing too much.
That's true. Five days a week of weights.
Yoga every morning. Lifting weights, doing jiu-jitsu, like you clearly are a high-energy person, you got the froth. I would even say it could be, and this sounds strange because this goes contrary to a lot of what we say, it could be worth doing a fraction less. So maybe not as much yoga, or maybe only lift weights 4 days a week, or maybe there's a critical point where because you are doing so much, your body's not actually getting enough time to bounce back, and that means you're more susceptible to injury.
Yeah.
So that's just a
weakened.
Maybe a slight counterpoint there.
And we're assuming too that you are eating a good diet, sleeping plenty, and well hydrated. If, of course, any of those things aren't in place, that would be something to focus on as well.
A factor.
Yep.
Thank you, Josh.
Pablo.
What's up, JT and Joey? I'm Pablo from Porto Alegre, south of Brazil.
Nice.
I'm a 42 years old blue belt, and 3 months ago I had a shoulder dislocation trying to tackle a younger black belt, 120 kilos, obviously goes wrong. And I'm still on rehab with my physio, and I have almost 100% of my mobility back, but I still have some pain and still feel my shoulder kind of weak. My doubt is if I need to wait to have my shoulder 100% to go back to the gym, to the mat, or if I can start to doing some training in the mat, kind of light training without rolling. Do you think it's possible? What's the best timing to come back to train jiu-jitsu again? Thanks, bro. Cheers from Brazil.
Cheers, Pablo, from the mother country.
Mais legal. My guy. Awesome. That's awesome. Like, great question, because a lot of people do ask this. And specifically with like shoulder subluxation or dislocation, it's hard to get the confidence back. It is. Like, it's I didn't fully dislocate my left shoulder, but almost. And I damaged my rotator cuff muscles, and it took ages to heal. This is what I wanted to say. If you can go back to jiu-jitsu and not roll, that's good. Like, getting an opportunity to drill and do positional stuff is good. But if you can't do 10 push-ups or 5 pull-ups, like if you can't stabilize your arm and your shoulder girdle, then you should definitely not roll. Like, there's happens is people get to the point where they're like, oh, I'm drilling, I still got shoulder pain. Oh, I can jump in, can't I? Just a light roll, you know? Classic fallacy. You know that a light roll. Easy. Yeah. Just because
Hey man, I've hurt my shoulder, okay? Just don't attack my shoulder.
This one. If you could just knock Kimura on my shoulder. Yeah, it can often be the worst thing you could do is coming back early. So good question. I would say that part of your – when you actually come back to rolling should be dictated by how physically capable you are. So I would say you should be good to drill now, but, yeah, you want to be able to get some pull-ups and some push-ups before you start getting back on the mat to roll.
Yeah, I think like your physio, the physical therapist that you're working with should be able to guide you on this. If they can't, I would consider trying to find another one that can, because this should be within their skill set. If you can put weight on it, like in a push-up position, and you could do like 10 push-ups, and if you can do some pulling, maybe pull-ups could be a bit full-on, right, depending on what your capacity was pre-injury, but some kind of pulling strength work like rows or something like that. If you can do like some sets and it's not a problem, then I would say, yeah, definitely like back in drilling and moving around on the mat. But if, you know, you found it awkward to place weight on your hand in a push-up position, then you definitely don't have any place being on the mats, even drilling yet, right?
Because you'll be forced to post, even if your partner is drilling.
Yeah.
And they have to. If you're like
framing against them.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, like even if you're like, I'm just going to play top position, and you fucking C grip in the shoulder, push them down, like there's forces in the shoulder. And then the process would be more time in the gym, making the movements slowly more complex and more intense. And then at a point, you're going to be like, I feel pretty good with everything in the gym. You might find certain things like the overhead position, as an example, might feel uncomfortable for you, but perhaps any time that your elbow is below the shoulder feels okay. So maybe you could go, okay, I'm going to roll, but if there's any point where my arm is getting pushed overhead, I tap. Yep. You know, and that's easier said than done for a lot of folks. But
well, look, you sound like a game fellow being a blue belt and trying to tackle 120 kilo black belt. Sounds like you were getting after it.
Which that's a fucking shit black belt.
Bro, 120
kilos.
I respect what you tried to do there, but it also tells me that you are a slightly reckless man. You know, casca grossa, you got the thick skin. I respect it. But we don't want that recklessness to now turn into something which becomes a lifelong weakness. Because once you dislocate your shoulder, the more times you dislocate it, the more likely you are to dislocate it. If you don't reestablish the confidence and stability in your shoulder girdle, Fujita, you will be fucked. So let's restore the confidence, do the work. But yeah, maybe some drilling for now, but no rolling.
That's yep. What I say. Yeah, with it. Thanks, Pablo. Next one coming in from Ray. I think Ray's a return caller.
Mm.
Hi, guys. It's Ray again. First of all, on the accent, you were both right. I am not from Chicago, but I have always lived since I was born within about 150 miles of Chicago.
Okay.
However... you're also correct that you should not call people where I'm from Chicago. On one hand, you did a remarkably good job of pinpointing the accent. But on the other, we specifically have a cuss word where I'm from that means people from Chicago. But on the subject of my hip, it turned out that I had bursitis. So they did a steroid injection into the hip. And that has resolved a lot of the pain, but not all of it. They also found arthritis in my spine, so I'm going to be doing physical therapy as well. But I am back to boxing one day a week and doing jiu-jitsu one day a week. So we're making progress. Love the show. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
Cool. Oh, what a legend. She called to share the update.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's awesome. And look, I think speaking to that, Ray, when you do go and get a proper assessment of where you're at, when they let you know you've got bursitis or you've got degeneration of this or that, don't let that interfere with your view of the world. You know, like I've gone in for MRIs and found out I had more problems than I knew I had. And sometimes, even though we always promote people finding out where they're at, it's awesome that you're back to doing some boxing and doing some jiu-jitsu. Don't let doctors talk you out of being active, because there was a point in life where people didn't have MRIs and they didn't have x-rays and they were able to keep going. And it's great that you've had the steroid injection for you to be able to restore your hip function. And even though you might still have a little bit of discomfort there, don't let any kind of medical practitioner be like, well, you've got arthritis in your spine and you can't X, Y, Z, because there's a lot of people out there who have a degree of degeneration to their spine and they're living happy, healthy lives.
Yeah.
So that's, I would just say my little thing on that is just get after it. It sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah. It's commonly said that if you put if you scan anyone's spine, you're going to find degeneration.
Yeah.
Large part of that is that our spine evolved for an animal that walked on 4 feet.
Yeah.
And we now stand upright. And so our spine is imperfectly designed for the job that it does, but it does a reasonable job.
Yeah.
But in that way, yeah. So particularly if you're a little bit older, you're going to see some shit if you look close enough. And it's not, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to change anything you're doing. For sure, the arthritis, I think that's also one of those things, is pretty fucking common, right?
Yeah.
And of course, there's arthritis and there's arthritis. So you want to make sure that you're keeping an eye on the severity of that and acting accordingly.
And blood flow is important. Like, part of the reason why we get degeneration around our joints is they either get used beyond their means and take damage and have inflammation, or they get underused and as a result get, degeneration. So what I'd encourage you to do is, keep up your physical therapy and also work on getting that area stronger, because that's going to help support the area, get the blood flow in there, and ultimately keep you stronger for longer.
Fuck yeah. Good voicemails today. Thank you, Ray. Shout out to the good people 100 miles outside of Chicago.
I want to know what that curse word is.
Yeah, fuck. Come back sometime. Tell us what that word is. God damn it.
She's too polite.
Yeah, that's right.
Chicagoans are like, we know what that word.
Yeah, don't you say it.
The secret C word.
Guys, if you got a question, you want to leave it on the pod, go to the website, bulletproof@bjj.com, podcast tab, record a voicemail, or you can just go through our Instagram. If you just click the link in our bio, you can record a voicemail through there. We'll play it on the next show. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.
Peace, man.